This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
There were, with the mental side of tennis, from my perspective as a fan, if you like, the two things that strike me in tennis compared to lots of other sports that I think make it a big mental challenge is, first of all, it's an individual sport. But secondly, so there's nowhere to hide. Like in football, in a team sport, you can just give the ball to another, teammate, and you cannot call for it, if you like. But there's nowhere to hide. The other thing as well in tennis is again, in something like football, you can be really nervous, but you can get a bit lucky. And of course, that can be the case in tennis. But basically, your body could be shaking when you're about to take a penalty, okay? And you can still score because you can just put your foot through it, right? You just hit it as hard as you can. And actually, probably you will still score because of the odds on that.
Yeah.
But there's that in a sport such as darts, snooker, tennis, where you need to be pretty calm and you need to have a pretty steady hand. There's just nowhere to hide. Is there anything I'm missing, or am I underplaying something, or even overplaying?
No. I think you're 100% correct. I think the real tough thing about these sports and tennis in particular, because of how physical it is as well, is the relentlessness of point after point. And if you're nervous, you have to fight through those nerves sometimes for, an hour. and they might disappear for a while, but then suddenly, you're 5-all and it's tight again and you're feeling very tight and you have to manage it over and over again. And I think, the best players in the world just, use their tools and remember to use their tools in big moments. Because, once you get to pro level, it's not like any player doesn't kind of know what they have to do. But it's in the heat of that moment that they either don't remember because the brain is frying a little bit, or they don't have the courage to use them.
Yeah.
So, for us sitting there, remember when Roger Federer had 2 match points against Novak at Wimbledon serving?
Yeah.
You're thinking serve and volley both.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Novak's not going to make a great return on both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what Roger was thinking, or maybe knew something more than I did, but that was my thinking. But he didn't, and they slipped through his hands. Now, to do that though in that moment takes a huge amount of courage.
Yeah.
And first to make the decision, and then secondly to follow through the decision like that. But then you've always got, and this is what's so tough for players, the other thing is, match point, make the person play. Don't serve and give them a quick volley or whatever. And that's another school of thought. But I think deep down, players get to a place where they have an instinct. And I think, I say this over and over again, the best players in the world are the most relaxed and the bravest. Because in those moments, when their instinct is telling them something, they are brave enough to follow it, and which is why. And again, it doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but I do think it starts to push the odds more in your favor. I'll just say one other thing is,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if anybody's ever been go-karting or any kind of motor racing or watches motor racing, but when a driver gets in the groove, they lap like within 0.1 of a second every lap, like in this unbelievable groove. But if they lose that groove, when they're in that groove, it seems so easy. They just do it, right? No hassle. But if they lose that groove, if they go a little too fast, then, you know, they slide out of a corner, they lose time. If they go a little too slow, then that's not effective. And the margins are so small to stay on that groove. And for players as well, when you go into something like the French Open or any, you know, any tournament, but, you know, especially the big ones, you hope that you can get through that first match and find a groove. And if you get in that groove, then that gives you your best chances of winning, because then most stuff is happening automatically, which is the most effective. So, you know, everybody has a problem when they start to think on the court, and automatic is fastest and easiest because you know how to do things. And it's not like you don't register. I say when you're playing very well, you are aware of everything, but nothing distracts you. When you start to think, your thoughts start to distract you. And that's very difficult to manage. And if you can learn how to manage that and get yourself back in the groove a little faster than other players, that's obviously, you know, helps with ranking and why certain players, you know, are more consistent than others, because they tend to manage that better. I hope that makes sense anyway.
It does. You know, it definitely does.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.